The new home of the Atlanta Braves opened Friday. Fans headed out of the city to SunTrust Park, while the team's former home sat empty. Turner Field was purchased by Georgia State University for millions of dollars. Now those who live near the stadium want to make sure redevelopment doesn't drive up the cost of living in their neighborhoods and drive them out of their homes. At least 150 people marched from Mechanicsville to Turner Field this weekend. GPB's Sean Powers was there.
We ain't gonna let Mark Baker turn us around. We're gonna keep on a walking, keep on a talking, marching up freedom land.
Yeah, my name is Columbus Ward, a People Sound resident for 50 plus years. We're in the Mechanicsville community at the Rosa Bernie Park Dunbar Center. We gathered here to the march to Turner Field on behalf of the community to stop no gentrification, no displacement.
We are part of the fight to save our neighborhood. This is about saving our neighborhood and saving other neighborhoods in Atlanta. Because what they do here, they will do everywhere. We talk about no displacement, no
justice, no peace, no justice. Why don't you all come and join us? Within the next 2 to 3 years, you'll be out of this community. Save our community. Save your building.
My name is Queen Evelyn Clemens, and I'm a resident here in Mechanicsville. With the development that is going on right now, I'm totally satisfied with that. I just want the people to be able to be a part of it.
No justice. No justice.
Since 1964, I was living right here on Windsor Street at the FedEx building where it's right here now. My grandfather Henry Reed and my grandmother Willie Mae Reed was living there, and that was 1964 when I was born. So I want to be a part of the movement. I definitely don't want to be pushed out, and I don't want them to be pushed out just because they're not here to be heard. Push us out of our community. No, no, we won't go. If you don't help us to fight, it won't be a gas station.
Housing is a human right, not just for the rich and white.
My name is Susan Taylor. I'm here because I have been a member of the People's Town Summerhill community for a long time. I've experienced several different kinds of urban renewal and gentrification efforts that have never made way for the people who live here. So I'd like to see Georgia State University do in this neighborhood what it says it has done all over downtown Atlanta, which is add to the value of the community by, in this case, making housing and affordable housing available.
No gentrification!
Once those demonstrators made it to Turner Field, they camped out there for a day. That story was produced by GPB's Sean Powers. If you live near Turner Field, we would love to hear from you. How would you like to see the stadium and the surrounding area redeveloped? You can call us at 404-500-9457. You can also find us on Twitter or on Facebook. We asked Georgia State University's president, Mark Becker, why the university will not enter into a community benefits agreement with residents near Turner Field. They sent back an article from GSU's student newspaper, which quotes President Becker, and here is his statement from the paper, quote, "The university is constitutionally prohibited from signing this community benefits agreement. When we allocate money, we have to allocate money for the purposes that was intended, and it goes through a Board of Regents process. There's something in the Constitution called the Gratuities Clause, which states we can't just go giving you state money or our tuition dollars without there being an appropriate university use for that activity, and giving money away to organizations external of the university is not an allowed activity. We don't make donations. We don't make contributions." It's a statement from GSU President Mark Becker, and he goes on to say, quote, "Gentrification is a city issue, not a university issue to solve. We do not set property tax rates," end quote.